Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. That's ZZ Top bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. That's NFIB.com. Bill's website is where you can also find the survey, is smallbiz.org, smallbus.org. Also, Bill allows us to put the summary, which is outstanding, up on our website. You can find that at smallbusinessadvocate.com. So go check it out. Read the summary. It's only 3 pages. You'll get a lot out of it. You'll probably see yourself there if you weren't part of the respondents to the survey. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. The talk to us about the hiring situation in your survey.
Well, you know, it's there are a couple of measures we have. One, we ask about the net change in employment per firm going backwards over the last 3 to 6 months. And that's been actually positive for the past 5 months, which is not a bad trend. Small, but positive. So we have about 10-12% increasing employment, and almost as many reducing employment. Excuse me. And the net gain is like 0.1 workers per firm. So that's not bad, and it's probably helping support the numbers that we see. But it's not good enough to really, you know, drive us forward. What we see is the reason the job claims numbers are looking better is that we have stopped laying people off, but we really haven't started hiring them yet.
Right.
And so that's why the newspapers get excited about the low claims numbers. That is, not many people filing initial claims for unemployment. That's true, but the hiring part is still missing.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing that I see in here, Bill, that's still troubling, and I think it speaks to the systemic issues we have with our employment situation in the United States, and that's that 38% of the people that we're trying to hire could not find qualified employees.
Well, that's it. You know, we had a nice jump of 6 points in the net percent of owners who plan to create new jobs, that is, hire more people than they fire, which everybody liked. Unfortunately, that was a 6-point gain from net zero last month. So it's
right.
It's like you said, headed in the right direction, at least for 1 month.
Right.
But
let me restate that number, folks. 78% of the people who want to hire, which is about 50%, a little less than 50%, 78%, over 2/3 of them can't find qualified people. So
right,
that's not good. That's a systemic problem, isn't it?
Right, and if they, you know, so these people that want to expand employment may not be able to, because once they post their opening, excuse me, they're going to find people that they want to hire.
Here's another thread on that issue. In the old days, maybe 10, 12 years ago, 30, 40, 50 years ago, we'd tough it out, we'd train people, we'd figure out a way to put people to work if they weren't qualified. Today, we have technology options. So if somebody wakes up and says, I need to grow, and they start looking for a person, and they can't find them, then somebody else walks in the door and says, hey, I got something I'll sell you that'll fix that problem.
Exactly. You know, I've seen things like cop in a box, you know, to help you ensure the safety and integrity of your operation.
Right.
You don't need a person to do it. That's true, and of course, the fact that that Washington's going to make people much more expensive. You know, you got the health care taxes
right.
coming. You've got the president pushing for a $9 minimum wage. They're going to give you a more incentive to figure out a way to do your business without hiring people.
Yep. The credit market. this is very interesting. You still have 50% that they do not want a loan. Half of American
right.
small businesses do not want loans. Don't tell me to borrow money. I don't want it.
Right. It's not quite a record high. 52% is a record high from a couple of quarters ago. But if you add the 13% that don't answer the question, therefore, obviously, they're not interested in a loan, it takes us up to, you know, 63-64% of the small
right.
business owners who aren't concerned. Only 2% said that that financing and credit was their top business problem compared to, you know, 23% for taxes
right.
and 21% for regulations and red tape.
And that's below the number of people who don't qualify for a loan.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So credit's not an issue.
Hey, Bill, I'm going to have to wrap it up. What great work today. Thank you for being such a trooper and hanging in there with us. I know you don't feel well today, but it's a testament to what a dedicated person you are to your mission of helping small businesses. Thanks for being here.
Well, Jim, thanks for putting up with me.
We'll see you next month.
All right.
Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and somebody I admire very much. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.